Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sacred Divergence Radio, with your hostess Reverend Elizabeth on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Listen in every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern and join us in the chat room as we discuss music, magic, spirituality, and more.
And evening, everyone. This is Lady Elizabeth Hamilton coming to you live from North Carolina. Beautiful, beautiful North Carolina. Now, as I was going down, it struck me how beautiful it is. All the mirrors. And, so I just wanted to remark upon that, and sorry for that brief pause there, but I was disconnected for a little bit. It was just beautiful coming down. It took me about 12 hours to get here, and it's been fantastic so far. Granted, this has only been the first day, but, my cat seems to be getting along very well, my Opie cat. He is actually laying in my arms as we speak and purring up a storm. And for those of you who are curious, daylight savings time ends at 2 o'clock a.m. on Sunday, November 1st. Sunday, November 1st at 2 o'clock in the morning, we will roll the clocks back and it will be 1 o'clock in the morning. I know Afterflow have got a little bit confused, but, yeah, that doesn't happen for, like, another week yet, so we still got some time. Let's see. Oh, yeah, the Parliament. Oh, my goodness, what a beautiful, amazing, unforgettable, undescribable event. I can't begin to describe to you guys how awesome this event was. If you have not attended one of the parliaments, if you have not gone to one of the parliaments, I highly encourage you to do so. It featured a women's assembly, which had, like, somewhere around, 8 speakers, I want to say, 7 or 8 speakers, and they were all women, and it was just fantastic. There was this Maori woman named Grandmother Rose Perret, and she was just the most intense, awe-inspiring person. And I want to steal a phrase from my good friend Ed Hubbard, "I am an awe junkie." I believe he's the one who told me that. "I am an awe junkie." Or it might have been Onyx, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. I get people confused sometimes, so do forgive me. I am an awe junkie, and she blew me away. She had such heartfelt speeches, and she is just like a force for change. And she said one of the things that she is going to work on doing when she gets back home to when she is going back home to New Zealand is that she is going to work on ending the Trans-Pacific Partnership before it starts, before it gets any headway. So I am totally on board with this. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is awful, and I don't think America should have any part in it. And it's just a very bad idea to go through with it. For a variety of reasons that could take longer than this show, be a lot of time for this show. So, hold on, I'm explaining to Afterfove that he can change a setting. For some reason, Afterfove's clocks have all changed back, and we still have, according to Google, daylight savings time began on Sunday, March 8th, and ends at 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, November 1st, and we still have like a week until that happens. So I don't know what's up with your systems, Afterfove, but look it up on Google and try to fix it, man, because you're going to be late for work if that happens, or early for work, rather, because you'll be rolling back your clocks instead. So going back to the Parliament, another great thing about the Parliament was the Women's Red Tent. And it was the space of amazing and beautiful women. And we shared stories, we shared our life stories, we shared our good times and our bad. We shared smiles and tears and laughter and joy and drumming. Oh my goodness, the drumming. I learned a new chant that I want to share with you. And I believe it goes like this. You are born from a woman. Your mother had a name. No matter what your story with her, we honor the womb from whence you came. So you came from a woman. You were born from a woman. Your mother had a name or has a name. No matter what your story with her, we honor the womb from where you came. And that was one of the really powerful, a really powerful chant. So another big thing at the Parliament was the Langar. And the Langar is a Sikh, S-I-K-H, Sikh tradition of giving back to their community. And it's basically a free lunch. You know, there's no, and nowhere in the world is there a free lunch except for at a Langar. And it was delicious vegetarian food provided by the Sikh community. to everyone who wanted it at the Parliament, and they ended up donating over 3,100 pounds of food, I think, to the local homeless shelter in Utah, and that was just absolutely amazing. I guess that's how much food they have left over after the 5 days. You know, after each of the days, they would donate the food. And on the first day, I know that they served over 600 people at the homeless shelter. And I think it ended up being over 3,000 people that they served. I think you can look that up on the Wild Hunt blog. I know there was a lady who did a write-up on the Parliament. And I, too, will be doing a write-up within the next couple of days here. I just have to sit down, now that I have a computer, sit down and write it. So do be looking for that. It will be coming out of Witch School, hopefully. And, yeah, so we can get that looking forward to. And one of the other great things about the Parliament was everybody that was wearing turbans. Sikh turbans. The Sikhs were giving away turbans. And there were so many people. They had over 500 turbans with them at the beginning. And in 2 days, they were all gone. They had to, like, express overnight mail more turbans in so that other people who didn't get a chance could experience what it was like to wear a turban. And I wore a turban one day when I was wearing my blue suit. And it was just awesome. It was this burnt orange color, and it matched my suit perfectly. I could not have picked a better color. And, you know, you would think, oh, orange and blue, but go to my Facebook page, and you can see how awesome they look together. I have plenty of pictures posted. And Lord Donald Lewis also has pictures of me getting the turban wrapped on my head. And I still have the turban with me, and I will be probably learning how to wrap it myself because the gentleman who did it did such a good job, but I had to pack it to come home, and it got kind of crushed. And I think the integrity of the walls of the turban have been kind of crushed and misformed. If I could have kept it in its original shape, then I could just slip it back on my head and tighten it in a few spots, and it would be okay. But I think it's going to need a redo, basically. But that'll be fine. Afterfove points out that orange and blue are complementary colors. Oh, I did not know that. Why did I think it was blue and yellow? Oh, it's purple and yellow. That's what I was thinking. Okay. Well, I'm glad that he picked a complementary color for me, because it worked out just perfectly, and the pictures are just beautiful, and it was really amazing how aware of my crown and third eye chakra I was wearing this turban. And at times, I thought I was used to the turban, but then, like, I would see myself in my reflection in a mirror or crossing by, like, a metal surface or something, and I would go, oh, wow, Liz, you're wearing a turban. And so that was kind of interesting. But, so I believe that the Sikhs wear the turban as a sign of respect. And I'm not sure exactly whom they are trying to respect by the wearing of the turban, but I have a feeling that it's God and each other. I could be wrong. I am not a Sikh. I know very little of Sikh traditions. All I know is basically Langar and what they've told me about the turban. Another great thing about the Parliament was this Buddhist mantra and chanting and meditation that happened. And it was in, like, this room that I just happened to pass on the way by, and a little girl walked up to me. She was, like, 10 or 11 years old, and she walks up to me and hands me this card with this man's face on it and a mandala on the back of it. And they're like, "Do you want to come join us in our healing chant and in our healing meditation?" And I was like, "Well, sure, absolutely." I mean, I was on my way to something else, but you know, I couldn't say no. It was too good of an opportunity to pass up. They had this huge design in blue painter's tape laid out on the floor of this mandala, and everybody's got to sit at a certain spot on the blue tape. So it was like we became part of the mandala. And it was just so awesome. I felt my kundalini open, and I felt heart energy come in and go out, and it was just so incredible to be with about 50 to 100 other people experiencing this. And for me, that was one of the transformative moments of Parliament. And after that, these two girls who handed me this card did something incredible. They blindfolded themselves 3 times. They put cotton pads over their eyes. They put a sleeping mask over the cotton pads. And then they put like a blindfold, like a cloth blindfold that they tied behind their heads over the sleeping masks. So they were thrice blindfolded. And everybody who wanted one was given a blank note card, a 3x5 blank note card, with a pen or a pencil. And we got to write anything we wanted to on them. And then we handed them back to the person, so it was, like, entirely random. And they introduced themselves, and they were, like, 10 or 11 years old, 12 years old, from India. And they went to this special Indian school for visionaries and people of a higher consciousness by this one Buddhist teacher. And then they were each one at a time handed a card, and they read, literally read, with their third eye, what was on the card. And I'm not even kidding you. It was incredible. And the one girl even pointed out and described a woman in the audience, completely blindfolded. Completely blindfolded. And I was just blown away. Apparently, they had undergone some kind of initiation to open their third eye chakra all the time. You know, you and I, we might open it once in a while for certain things, like working with our chakras, right? But these girls, their third eye chakra are so open that they can read without their eyes, without their physical eyes. And I guess they just read the energy, and they describe it like as if they're seeing without their eyes, you know, like it would normally be when they see. And it was awing. And I could hardly believe it. Like if the papers weren't random, I would not have believed it. And the girl, when she described the person in the audience, that just flabbergasted me. I was blown away. I was completely blown away. These girls were just so inspirational. So yeah, that was really cool. I wish more people had gotten to see that. Let's see, what else was really cool? We got to initiate Reverend Lori Barbario Keegans into the Karelian nativist tradition of Wicca. And that was awesome. And we had leftover cookies from the toast during the ritual. So we got to walk down in our ritual robes to the fire circle that was running the entire week. All 5 days, this fire was tended day and night by these very dedicated young men from the local Indian tribe, Native American tribe. And they were just wonderful. They accepted the cookies with grace. And I hope they enjoyed them. I know we enjoyed talking to them and getting to know a little bit more about their culture and sharing with ours with them. We also got to talk with, or I also got to talk with, a Jewish woman that was at the fire circle the one night. And that was really cool. I finally got to attend an Icean ritual. And let me tell you what, the Iceans got it made, people. If you have never been to a Fellowship of Isis ritual, go to one. Please. Please, please, please go to one. It was filled with singing and chanting and praising Isis. And it was like a morning benediction ritual. I don't know exactly what it was called, but it was on the last day, and it was at 7 o'clock in the morning. So I had to drag myself out of bed and get dressed and go. And we got lots of pictures from that. You know, keep an eye on Facebook. They'll be coming soon, I promise. I got to meet Linda Isles, who is an archpriestess and spokeswoman of the Triad Union for the Fellowship of Isis. And she was just a wonderful person. Another lovely lady was Anitra Ravenmoon. Hello, Anitra, if you're listening. I hope you got home safely, and I hope you enjoyed the Parliament as much as I did. Meeting you was such an honor and such a pleasure, and I hope we can do great things in the future together. And yes, I am still coughing. I still have this awful cough. I have a friend who thinks it's lingering bronchitis and that I should go to another doctor who knows what they're doing and talking about and get checked out again. So I'm going to do that this week sometime. Not that I really have the money to be going to a doctor. But I'll make it. I'll manage. So the lustration was absolutely amazing. We had over a dozen guests, honored guests from our circle of friends that we made at the Parliament. And one of them kind of invited herself, actually. She found us walking on the street, a few of us. And she's like, well, where are you guys going? And we were like, oh, to a ritual. And she's like, oh, well, I think I'll come too. And that was that, you know. It was kind of neat, actually. She was this lovely old lady. I didn't really get to talk to her as much as I would like to have. But it was great to have her and everyone else there. Selena Fox attended. All the Icean delegation attended. The Sassmans, David and Gail Sassman, attended. I did an interview with them for Magic TV as a special reporter from the Parliament. So do be looking out for that on Magic TV on YouTube in the coming weeks. MAGICK TV. Magic is everywhere, so is TV. That's the motto of that channel. So, yeah. Selena Fox attended, and the Sassmans are also part of Circle Sanctuary, which Selena Fox runs and heads. So it was fantastic. And I know that I'm leaving out a bunch of people. Oh, including a fan of mine. His name is Tim, and I want to give a shout out to Tim. And I believe his craft name is Kern, or Cern, C-E-R-N. It was on his name tag and his business card, but I'm not sure how to pronounce it. I think it was Kern. So a shout out to Tim Kern. And I hope you're listening. And if you're not, you can always listen in the archives. Most of the episodes are marked. So you can just go to bit.ly/SDR episode and then the episode number. So, for example, this episode is episode 68. So it would be SDR episode 68. So that's an easy way to find all the episodes. Or you can just look in the archives. I mean, it's not that hard to navigate, really. I know there are a lot of episodes. We have over 500 episodes now. But really, if you want to fish and go back to the really, really early ones, I don't think I have those marked with Bitly yet, so I'll have to do those at some point. I really don't have the time to go fishing for those right now, though. But if you all would like to help me out with that, that would be super awesome and save me some time. I don't know that any of you have more time than I do, but, you know, if you wanted for Yule or something, you go, hey, Liz, guess what we did? And go ahead and do that for me, I guess, or something. Or you could just send me money. That's awesome, too. I could use the money. I promise it'll go to good causes like food and clothing. So what else about the Parliament was there? Oh yeah. One of the things that I wanted to share with you guys from the Parliament was this chant, or this song, rather, that Grandmother Rose Perret sang at one of the plenaries. Peace, peace, peace to the universe. Love, love, love to the universe. Joy, joy, joy to the universe. Truth, truth, truth to the universe. And each of those gets repeated two times. So peace, peace, peace to the universe, peace, peace, peace to the universe, etc. And each one has a hand movement. So for peace, you put your hands on your hips to start. And then you raise your right hand and you kind of wave it back and forth. Like you shake it back and forth. It's not like a wave, like to and fro. It's kind of like a twisting motion at the wrist. So that's peace, peace, peace to the universe. And love is you place your right hand over your heart. Joy is both hands in the air going back and forth like you would do at a concert, for example. You know, when everybody stands and waves their arms to and fro, except you do it kind of quick, and you kind of flick your fingers out. So each flick would be at joy. So joy, joy, joy to the universe. And then you would do it again for joy, joy, joy to the universe. And then there's truth. And to make truth, you put your right fist at your forehead, on the right side of your forehead. So you would tap it lightly, tap your knuckles lightly on your forehead. Truth, truth, truth to the universe. Truth, truth, truth to the universe. And she sang that first in Maori. And there is actually a recording on Alyssa Maxson's wall of her entire speech leading up to this. And it's really inspiring to watch. And she said if we all wanted to, we could learn how to sing it in Maori, and that would be fine singing it in Maori, too. I tried singing it in Maori along with her, but it was kind of difficult. You know, I'm a native English speaker, and I have a hard enough time speaking English as it is. So, so yeah, that was my Parliament experience. And then I came home, and I had a fine flight getting home, and my mom picked me up, and she also dropped me off at the airport, for which I'm really grateful. So she picked me up, and we drove back to my roommate's house, and, you know, we cried and whatever, because we didn't know if we were going to see each other again before my move. And the next couple of days were kind of awkward at my roommate's place because I didn't really feel like it was my place anymore because I was moving out. And so it was just kind of weird and awkward to stay there. But then moving day came and I found out that my buddy, Lori, who I mentioned earlier, was not able to... Oh, yeah, Jane Goodall. Okay, I'll mention Jane in just a minute. Was not able to make the trip with me. She was going to meet her ex-husband halfway instead to pick up her son. So I got up at 7 o'clock in the morning. I packed up the cat. I ate some breakfast. I packed the rest of the stuff in the car. And I was headed out by 7:15, and I met my mom, thankfully, at the storage unit to get my computer and a couple of other things from the storage unit. So we did that, and we hung out for a little bit, and, you know, we cried, and we were going to miss each other, and we promised to talk to each other every day, and this, that, and the other thing. So there was that. And, yeah, I can't believe I forgot to mention Jane Goodall. She spoke at the Parliament, and it was a really inspirational speech. I have photos and, I think, a video of her on YouTube, or not on YouTube, on Facebook. So go to Facebook, and you can look for her there. Also, you can go to the Parliament's website, and you can watch all of the plenaries for absolutely free. They were all recorded, and I believe they also recorded a couple hundred of the classes that took place too. So you can find those also at the Parliament website, and let me give you that website now. It is Parliament of Religions. .org, and it have up there 2015 now live streaming. It's on the front page, and you can click on that link. Let me see if I can give you an actual URL, or if it's all embedded. Let me see here. Okay, so www.parliamentofreligions.org/livestream. And of course, that's with no spaces or anything like that. And it says at the bottom, all Parliament plenaries opening and closing, as well as up to 100 major programs will be streamed live. Below are links to live content from the 2015 Parliament of World Religions. Please check back for updated schedule information or follow the link to the room channels for programming information. And so, yeah, you can see that. And I think that was really awesome of them to do. I really wish they had the women's assembly there, but they don't for whatever reason. I'm not really sure why. Maybe I can email them and be like, hey, why don't you, you know, you're all big on women and everything, but you don't have the women's assembly. Why not? I mean, I'm sure they have it on tape somewhere. Or they should, and if they don't, then that's just wrong. Because it really was a momentous event. It was the first women's assembly. It was the inaugural women's assembly. So, yeah. Me and my cat Opie are just chilling out, and you guys are listening to Sacred Divergence Radio on Sunday, October 25th, year 15 Aquarius, 2015 in the common parlance of time. And I am Reverend Elizabeth Hamilton, and I'm happy to be here. One of the other things that I also wanted to mention that I'm very proud of is that Lady Stephanie Neal, who was the first elder at the time, walked in the opening ceremony processional that they had, and she was the only Wiccan besides Phyllis Carrot, who was then the vice chair of the parliament. So she was not acting as a Wiccan, she was acting as one of the chair people for the parliament. She was the only Wiccan to walk in that opening processional. So she was representing Wicca. And that for me is really powerful, because not only was she a woman and it was Women's Assembly Day, but she was the representative of Wicca. And now she is the co-regent, first priestess of the Karelian nativist tradition of Wicca. So, you know, long may she reign, and may her reign be awesome. And in other news, from the lustration, we do also have a new first elder, Eblis. Congratulations, my brother. I am so happy for you. I could not have picked a better elder myself, a first elder myself. I think you're young and enthusiastic, and I think you're going to have a really long reign as first elder, and I hope that it goes wonderfully for you. I think you're a perfect fit for this office, and I really hope you do well. And please know, and I know you know this, but please know that if you need anything, I am always here for you. I know I'm going to have a lot of work to do as the co-regent's herald, or one of her heralds, but I will do my best to help you, I promise. And we also had a number of Witan shrines ascend to proto-temple status, so congratulations to everyone there. And for the first time ever, we had too many awards recipients to list. So congratulations to everyone who received an award. I'm very proud of all of you. And I wanted to especially mention Apu Adman Agama, who received the Order of the Golden Wand this half of the year. So, yeah, that's my recap. I'm sitting here amongst my clothes that I had to space bag at the last minute because I had forgotten. Well, for one, I had space bag a few to take with me to the parliament. So that was 7 days worth of clothes. And then I had forgotten, I had my car all packed, and I had forgotten about 2 bins of clothing. So at 11 o'clock at night, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, I had gone to Walmart and bought space bags, more space bags. And I just decided to leave the bins behind because I could get them for like $5 at Walmart. And I space bagged all my clothes and I put them in my car, and that was that. And they fit perfectly. I was able to fit everything. I did not have to leave a single thing behind, for which I am extremely grateful. I'm grateful to the divine for getting me here in one piece. And, you know, my faith has been rejuvenated and restored over these last couple of weeks here. It's been a really rough October, but things are looking up. It's going to be an awesome November, an even awesomer December, and 2016, look out. It's going to be a bang. Because, you know, we got a lot of good stuff coming down the pike. You just wait and see. This is my prophecy. So. So, yeah. I did appear, for those of you who like to keep up, I did appear on Pagans Tonight Radio Network last Friday for Carillion Friday. And let me go and post that link to Elizabeth Hamilton Media. I have to find the link first because I'm not sure. Oh, I know who will have it. Michael Neal will have it. So I can go to his page and grab it for you guys. And you can always look it up. You can go to PagansTonight.com and look in their history, in their archive. And, yeah. I thought it was here. Here we go. I found it. Okay, so it started at 8 o'clock Central Time. And I was on for about an hour or two with Lord Donald Lewis and Ed Hubbard. And I don't think it has... Yeah, it doesn't have an actual URL. So let me do this. Let me... Oh, look at that. It has a link. Alright, so I'm going to go to Bitly right now. Bitly is my favorite short linking program. I don't know why it's my favorite. I think it's the little puffer fish that they have for their logo. Alright, so the link for that episode is bit.ly/PTRN Parliament 2015. So I will now go to eHamilton Media, facebook.com/eHamiltonMedia. That is Elizabeth Hamilton Media page. And share that with you guys. And in that, you can hear some of the speech that Eblis and Janine made the first or second day of the parliament. I think it was the second day. and that was truly inspirational. It was on contemporary paganism and diversity in contemporary paganism. For those of you who don't know, Janine de Oya is a first-degree priestess in the tradition, and she is also the founder of the African American Wiccan Society. And so she talked about that. And Eblis talked about his efforts in Mexico and working with people in the Spanish-speaking community and his work with that. And you can also hear Eblis and I believe a couple of other people as well. But we only had 2 hours, and then it was Lady Steph's turn to have her show Girl Like Waters, which teaches the deeper mysteries of the Karelian tradition. You know, there are some people who say, oh, those Karelians, they're a mile wide and an inch deep. And to them I say, no, you have it backwards. We are an inch deep and a mile wide. I'm sorry, we are... I messed it up. That's what I get for trying to quote people or tell people off. We are an inch wide and a mile deep. So I think for the last 10 minutes here, I'm going to play some music for y'all, and I'm going to say goodnight, and I love you, and please keep an eye out on all of my Facebook pages, because the next year is going to be amazing, I promise you. Okay, so for tonight, we're going to play Halloween Chant, and it's a really short song by Castelia Alexandrian, and then I'll mix it up from there. But because we're close to Halloween, I wanted to play this chant for you. So here we go. Blessed be peace, and good night, everybody.
Yet it shall return, clear and bright in the night. Burn, fire, burn. Dance a ring, lurk to bring when the years are turning. Chant the rhyme at Hallow's tide when the fire is burning. Fire glow, vision show of the heart's desire. When the spell is chanted well of the witching fire. Dance the ring, lurk to bring when the years are turning. Chant the rhyme at Hallow's tide when the fire is burning. Fire spark when nights are dark, makes our winters mirth. Readily fall the earth, take go, bring them to rebirth. Dance the ring, luck to bring when the years are turning. Chant the rhyme at Hallow's time when the fire's burning. Fire, fair, earth and air, and the heavens rain. And blessed be and so may we at Hallow's tide again. Dance the ring, luck to bring when the years are turning. Chant the rhyme at Hallow's tide when the fire's burning. Said, yet it shall return, clear and bright in the night. Burn, fire, burn, burn, fire, burn, burn, fire is burning.
Of the merry begotten, a health to the maiden with the fiery eyes, a health to the crone that smiles beside us on the other side of a building fire. building fire. A health to the lovely green-eyed Susan, she whose heart is my desire. And after all, the maypole cries. Thank you.
Summer will come with the May.